But just kind of like making it even more user-friendly. So like if you were in middle school, for instance, because like elementary school, you shouldn't even be on Newsy. Like, no. Maybe middle school, maybe high school. But just thinking down to their level, like, okay, if I didn't know what the states were, or I didn't even know what this word meant, I would want to explain that. Maybe like for one of, they said some word and I had no idea what it even meant. It was some political term. And maybe even for those, like have a little definition pop up at the bottom, just making it super, super user friendly for people that aren't that into politics.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything you want to add?
Yeah, I was just kind of like off of that and then what Connor was saying too, like I think more graphics would probably be a good idea, especially with stories like this, just like breaking it down. Because I know like when I hear it, like, I'm not going to take away as much as if I'm, like, hearing it, like, while I'm looking at, like, a little, like...
Graphics, like, bullet points or bar graphs or...
Yeah, like, any of those. Or even just, like, during the summary, if, like, something, like, popped up, like, here are, like, the three, like, main points. Just, like, something like that.
Well, once you're, like... I mean, I don't know if you got... Like you said, you don't know if you're doing daily or whatever, but what's your, like, target audience?
That's what I wanted to ask, yeah.
Because... It kind of, I mean, I don't want to sound like a dick, but, like, the format to me, like, you know, this graphic or, like, this stuff, if it's not, like, a picture of Obama or, like, Congress or, like, the debate here, it kind of feels kind of high schoolish to me. I don't know why. It's just, like, maybe it's the font or, like, it's just, like, I like to see, the more, when I go on CNN.
It looks like CNN student news.
Yeah. When I go on CNN.com or MSNBC, I can click, like, you know, the headline and then a picture of what I'm about to watch. I mean, I guess this is what I'm about to watch, but, you know, what it's about. And maybe a video, like, a picture of the State of the Union.
Well, I talked maybe too much, but I don't disagree with her at all. Like, I think you should think about what your target is, because if you would dumb it more, I wouldn't ever touch it. Like, for me, this is the lowest. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm because I finished, like, undergrad in political sciences, but, like, you have to figure out what's your audience, what you want to target, because, like, if you make things more simple than here is now, then I don't know who are you targeting. Like, high school, maybe. You know, maybe undergrad, like, some first year something. But if you're like talking about big politics as it's now, so for me it's like really okay level, like not.
So in your opinion, the language is like.
Yeah, you can't dump it more. Like it's really simple.
What is too simple?
No, it's not too simple. It's now it's I think it's the same, the right level.
Mm. But if we were to
maybe
simplify it at all,
maybe graphics would be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe graphics and like bullet points would make it
more visual.
Not more visual, which could help people who
I
are
think
not so.
More people are visual to begin with.
Yeah,
so like
yeah.
They
should,
digest
I think,
things better
yeah,
when they
I think
see it.
This would
than
be really great,
yeah.
Like compromise in the sense. The language, like you can't, then you have to change the top. I don't know. I just don't.
Yeah.
Like, you have to think about the target.
In terms of graphics or video usage, I mean, a lot of it is like them talking to you or at you, and it's like, you know, on the news there's only so many readers or there's only so much like before you get to video.
Yeah.
So like I'd rather watch what I'm being told rather than watching. I mean, it's nice to look at this lady for a little bit, but after a while I'm just like, it's just words to me.
Too many shots on the anchors.
Especially
the
with
presenters.
Like this kind of news. This
yeah.
is not visual news whatsoever. Like they're just talking.
Yeah,
heads.
Like throw me a graphic, throw me some bullet points.
Yeah.
I did like with the parts in the videos, I liked the little teases. It's if you want to hear more about this, click here. And
yes.
I did
like
how
that.
They
mm-hmm.
kind of threw
yeah.
it in. So I did really like the teases because it was, you know, if you just kind of wanted the Twitter type, just, okay, here's this. But if you wanted to go in more in depth, that was an option for you to choose.
Yeah.
So I really did like that a lot.
The let me ask,
that were in there.
Let me ask this. In terms of the options that you had, did you feel like there were too many, too few options? Which side are you all leaning?
The one, oh, I forgot to mention this before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the State of the Union one, you had the four options and then the two other guys, you know, Rubio and Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should also offer an option to watch, maybe not the whole State of the Union or both State of the Unions, but